There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
It is UAE Innovation Month, and for the first time, we've got the Arab Innovation Summit on at the moment. We've also got in the room, and he's been at the summit today, Khalid Al-Zarouni, who joins us. He's a team leader at the Innovation Centre, Dubai Customs. Khalid, nice to meet you. Good to have you here. Really good to have you with us. So let me see. Let's start with the first thing. There's been a burning question between NLT and I this afternoon when somebody mentioned those two words of smart suitcase to NLT. All of a sudden, the ears pricked up, a bit like a dog hearing a whistle that you and I can't hear.
So kind, liken your colleague to a dog.
Which wasn't what I intended, but you know what I mean. Tell us about the smart suitcase, Colin.
Well, a suitcase is a multifunctional device. It's used for training. It's used for inspecting and detecting explosives material. And it also serves to clear customs declarations and transactions, all kinds, on the go, on demand. All the inspectors will be provided with one. All the major team leaders will be provided with one. And it'll be available throughout the airports, various customs centers. It also has multiple features, such as a tracking device, a GPS scanner, a projector screen. And it can be also used for training. The team leaders and the inspection teams can train their inspectors using the suitcase.
So this is like a, am I going to characterize this correctly? Is this like a really smart customs man in a box?
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Okay,
exactly.
And you can carry that around. How big is the suitcase, by the way?
Well, it's, have you ever seen the football? The nuclear control device for the president, the U.S. president.
I have.
It's about that size. Okay. It's a normal size briefcase. Yeah.
Wow. So I mean, the smart suitcase, of course, has been your big announcement at the Arab Innovation Summit. So, I mean, I guess it's a unique tool and one that you're hoping will obviously make your job easier, make security more effective,
absolutely.
But also for customers.
Absolutely.
Hopefully, quicken the pace of you getting through the airport, and that's what we want to hear.
Definitely, and it's also one of the other initiatives we had, which was the customs clearance vehicle. Now, this vehicle is developed specially for people with special needs, and it has all the devices needed to clear customs declarations for blind, deaf, mute, people with special needs, handicapped. And what this vehicle does is actually goes to their location. Either on demand or through cooperation with the various airlines who let us know of people with special needs, and the vehicle goes to them and delivers the service.
Okay, so if you're coming off a flight and perhaps you are blind, the one thing is that the airline can make a call and say, we have a passenger arriving, mm-hmm. get this vehicle up to us.
Absolutely.
And they clear the process. And it's not that, you know, you're arriving in a new place, you can't see things the way other people can. So it's a way of bringing that service to them and making that a better improvement.
Absolutely. And Sheikh Mohammed has always said, we want to bring the service to the customer. And that's one of the ways to do it.
Wow.
And I guess, you know, we're in a situation where we have Dubai hopefully welcoming 20 million people by 2020. So everything you can do to hasten that procedure.
Absolutely. Anything we can do, because it's going to be crazy. With Expo 2020. And we're trying to come up with as many innovations and ideas, initiatives that actually work, not just things that we implement and then throw away later. No, things that will work and keep working in the future.
You might work at customs, but you're also a traveler yourself. You're a passenger.
Exactly.
You know what it's like.
Exactly.
To, you know, we've all been there. You've been away. You're coming back. You want to get home. You don't want to be waiting for a long time. What are you doing in terms of immigration queues? Because you are expecting more and more people.
Definitely.
Every year.
Definitely.
User numbers go up at the airports here. So how are you sort of working in terms of speeding up the immigration process? You've mentioned two great initiatives there. Is there anything else we can look out for?
Well, one of our strategic partners is the Dubai airports, of course. Mm. We work very closely with them, and they've implemented their smart gates to ease the passage. We've also implemented ourselves a new sort of it's like a smart passage system on the ground. It's a bunch of smart systems integrated into the floor of the airport that will guide passengers through a lighting system. And, of course, it detects passengers coming off planes, it detects passengers going through gates, and guides them to the necessary area without, you know, them hanging around, causing congestion, queues. It's a way to guide them.
That's a really smart idea. Okay, so it's not just about airports, though, is it, Khaled? There are lots of different points of entry to the UAE. Mm-hmm. Dubai Customs is involved within cooperation with the other customs officials, I suppose, across the Emirates. Talk to us about, I don't know, Fujairah, for example, the kinds of tech advancements that you're using at seaports.
Right. Well, as you know, Hatta is our border with Oman.
Okay.
And we get lots of cargo trucks and containers going through the border there. Mm-hmm. And because of the rugged terrain and the tight roads, there's crazy amounts of congestion. Mm. And people wait for hours, sometimes, you know, half a day, just to clear customs declarations. So what one of our employees did was come up with a sort of a smart little vehicle, a little buggy, electronic buggy, that's integrated with the customs systems and declarations clearance, and it goes out to the customer and clears it on the spot. It clears declarations on the spot.
Wow.
So this is so I could text you when I got there and say, right, bring your buggy out to my truck.
Bring your buggy out, exactly.
I really like
and
that.
And at the same time, it carries out inspections as well. It's fitted with all the necessary inspection gear, so they carry out inspections, clear transactions and declarations, and off you go.
There's a customer happiness side to that as well.
Absolutely.
You feel like you're ordering the customs about for a change. That's not a bad thing. Look, can I ask one more question, just very brief? I suppose, in terms of attempts to contravene customs, that's going to happen. When you have a place like Dubai, which is a hub to all intents and purposes in this region, it is a major hub. We have Jebel Ali Port. We've got, major places of entry here. You released data recently highlighting the success you've had in dealing with those trying to contravene customs procedures, the rates of success you've had. Just highlight, if you would, for us exactly what you've been able to do.
Well, we work closely with the Federal Customs Authority. Of course, each customs department in the Emirates works on its own. For example, Dubai Customs, Sharjah Customs, Abu Dhabi Customs, they all have their own procedures and policies. However, the Federal Customs Authority has been working to kind of integrate all our systems together using all our innovative procedures. For example, transfer them to various other customs departments in Abu Dhabi and Sharjah so that we can improve the process as a whole, sort of a major integration, even though we all operate independently. So that's been ongoing as well.
So I guess it's the share of information.
Yes,
the more information
absolutely.
You have, the more you work
utilizing
together.
Blockchain and all the new developments to integrate things together, yes.
It's amazing.
Okay, the Innovation Summit is on for what? Just a couple of more days. Are you going to be launching anything else there? Is there anything else that's going to be coming out that you can tell us?
Yes.
Aha.
We are thinking of developing a customs android.
As in a humanoid type android?
A humanoid robot, yes.
Wow.
It actually went through a prototype and piloting phase in 2016, and the idea itself won an award in the UK. And it's basically twofold. It has two facets, the android. It's a kind of an external and internal facet. The external facet is more of a welcoming kind of thing where the android will welcome people to Dubai and passengers. But the more important part is the internal security and inspection facet. Now, the idea came up because if you've gone through the airport, you might have noticed an inspector standing at the gates telling you to go to the exit or go to the inspection zone.
Yeah, how did they know to tell you where to go?
Well, I can't really discuss the details of how he notices that.
I thought you might say that.
Yeah. His skills, his efforts, his time could be utilized elsewhere. It's a very boring routine job. It has a very negative effect on his mind, on his fatigue. And he stands there for hours, just directing people. So why not replace him with a robot and utilize his skills elsewhere? Reallocate him into a job where he can actually develop himself further. So we want to remove that negative aspect of that inspection job, because they're all UAE locals, all UAE nationals. And the literacy rate in the UAE has skyrocketed today. I mean, and it's better to utilize them elsewhere. So, like I said, it's a welcoming and directional facet. The internal facet, I can't really discuss the details as well either, but it involves facial recognition, body language reading, thermal imaging, chemical explosive detection. And what the Android does is it compiles all that data and makes a smart decision, a threat assessment, based on all that compiled data, and sends it over to the control room, who then take action.
Amazing. Khaled, keeping your customs cards, you know, reasonably close to your chest is reassuring to all of us, I guess. So thank you very much, Khaled. Al-Zarini is a team leader at the Innovation Centre. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That smart suitcase is something else, isn't it?
It's such a great idea. You'd also look really cool walking around with it, wouldn't you?
Yes,
indeed. That's another bonus.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.